Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studio by Ann Bozinski. Ann is the director of the UM Opera Theater and on the voice faculty at the University of Montana in Missoula. Welcome once again.
Thank you. Good morning.
You have a wonderful collaboration, and if I understand right, happens every other year now, the true kind of town and gown thing, where you partner with a couple of different branches of UM music and MCT to put together a major staged production, right? Is that the short of it?
That's exactly right. You know, it takes the village of Missoula, in this case, with the university and the wonderful design team and folks at the Missoula Community Theater and Children's Theater. So they are producing us in this case. The performances will be at their home. And we, being the UM Opera Theater and the UM Symphony Orchestra, in this every other year event, this time we are doing something silly. We've spent the last 2 years, we did rather sober and serious shows, so we decided we needed to have fun this time. So we're turning to Gilbert and Sullivan, who can always guarantee a few laughs, and we're doing The Gondoliers.
That's wonderful. Well, and it is an incredible opportunity, before we get into the details of the show, an incredible opportunity for your students. It's really one of those rare opportunities in the life of someone studying opera, a singer, for example, or even for the orchestra, to really do a major staged production like this, right?
Exactly. It takes a good bit of time. It's a real commitment from all those involved. So every other year, we're managing to do that and enjoying it, and I feel like they learn a lot. And we're proud of it. You know, it's one of the largest School of Music events that we have, students from virtually every area.
And involved. You're directing the whole production?
I'm the stage director, yes, indeed.
Wonderful. We'll talk about this comic opera, a very funny piece with, I noticed in the cast list, there's like 9 gondoliers, right? Not quite, but.
Yes, we have a whole raft of them. it premiered in 1889. Gilbert and Sullivan were a very well-established team by that point. They were pulling at the seams a little. Sir Arthur Sullivan wanted to write grand opera and what he thought was serious music. Kind of felt that these were frivolous, though he was so good at setting William S. Gilbert's wonderful words. And in this piece, they were coming together and they decided to write a piece that had very even distribution of leading roles. So there are 9 principal singers, 2 quartets and an extra low gentleman's voice. So you get to see and hear a lot of people featured, and their stories weave in and out, and it's very charming and ridiculous, of course. Just briefly, these 2 boys are gondoliers, and they're beloved by all the ladies. They have chosen 2 brides and married them, and just at that moment they learn, oh my goodness, that one of them is the long-lost heir to the throne of a mysterious kingdom called Barataria. And nobody quite knows which except an old nursemaid, and at the end of the show they finally found her, and she tells who is the real king. So there's all sorts of silliness. It turns out that this king, as a baby, was married. So if these 2 gondoliers have just gotten married, then whichever one of them is king is possibly in for a spot of bigamy there. So lots of knots to be untangled.
Yes, indeed. And isn't this one of the shows that you would describe as being just really broadly fun and accessible kind of for anybody, whether you're a theater fan, an opera fan, or maybe don't go into that world very often, this would be a fun show to just...
Absolutely.
It's pretty riotous in parts, if I recall. I've seen it once.
Just silly. It's very full of energy. It's very lighthearted. It's not, you know, at all imposing or intimidating. It's just a lot of fun. The music is very tuneful and easy to love. It's like extra beautiful musical theater music.
The performance will be February 12th, 13th, and 14th, evening performances and matinees at the MCT Center for the Performing Arts in Missoula. This is a collaboration between the University of Montana Symphony Orchestra, the UM Opera Theater, and of course, presented at MCT.
just to clarify, we have evening performances on the Friday and Saturday, so the 12th and 13th, and we have matinees at 2 p.m. on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Oh, wonderful.
So Valentine's Day, you could see the show in the afternoon and take your Valentine out to supper after. It could be lovely.
Sounds wonderful. Anybody in particular with this production that you want to highlight in terms of getting a chance to hear certain singers or?
Sure. We have, of course, a lot of wonderful students, but those who are MCT fans might recently have seen lovely soprano Taylor Caprera, who was just Maria in The Sound of Music, and she returns to do the role of Casilda. Our graduate students, Royce McIntosh and Roxanne Jackson, were in Sweeney Todd as the wonderful Mrs. Lovett and the evil Judge Turpin, and they are both returning in this show as well. So if you are their fans, please come and see them, and many other of our wonderfully talented singers will be featured as well.
Well, this is different and also in the sense that, you know, you're doing this production at MCT, so you've got the full theater to work with. You know, the proscenium, the whole nother level of lighting and possibilities there. That must change a lot from doing a production at Music Recital Hall, for example.
Oh, yes, indeed. I am so grateful to have that beautiful space and all of their technical artists, the costumes and sets and lighting and properties. They all work so hard and are so, as well, just wonderful people to work with. And they make those shows look so beautiful.
This is part of the MCT theater season for this year. We're talking about The Gondoliers. The Gilbert and Sullivan show will open February 12th, run through the 14th. It's a collaboration between the University of Montana Opera Theater and the Symphony Orchestra and MCT. For tickets and information, you can go to mctinc.org or call this number, 728-7529. I've been speaking with Ann Bozinski today, director of the UM Opera Theater Program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.